met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain.
Kickoff hour number two of the program is brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. Become a member. They got you covered. Incredible customer service. It's the official credit union of Three and Out, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. The Associated Press Top 25 is out, Houston. This is Three and Out. It's Optimism Tuesday. So I'm going to take...
Not for Britt, apparently, who gave the AP poll a...
Nope. I'm going to take the optimistic view here.
Okay.
It's like a horse race. You want to close strong. It doesn't really matter where you finish.
Where you finish, that's very important.
I mean, it doesn't really matter where you start.
There you
go.
It's
all about where you finish. Tennessee, 26th.
Right there.
180 points. BYU with 234 was 25.
You'll be ranked come week two.
Week two?
Somebody in the back half of that top 25 might lose week one.
I think it's possible. Even if they don't look good, but you look really good against Ball State. It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know who out of these teams that are like near the bottom.
Somebody
said
BYU has the hardest schedule in the country.
I don't know who they open with.
We looked at this last week. Did I say Pitt is a 7-point favorite over West Virginia? I mean, that's a game that could go either way, Nate.
Pitt's 17th.
Yes.
Did you expect that? That gap? Until we get really broke them down,
higher than that in some.
But I kind of expected Tennessee and Pitt to be pretty closely ranked.
Well, it also depends on how they're, you know.
BYU's first game is at South Florida.
Yeah.
It also could be they have an ACC schedule. They're probably likely to win more games than we are.
Yeah,
That's
not how you should rank teams.
I agree.
I think it's more they're coming off the ACC championship, so like people.
Yeah, I agree with that too. That was a breakthrough year last year for Pitt.
Cincinnati, who's ranked 23rd, loses to Arkansas week one, bump them out of the top 25, insert the big orange.
Well, I mean, hell, Cincinnati or Arkansas loser, you could jump either one of those. Arkansas's at 19. Cincinnati's at 23. There you go. You found it. So you're probably right. You beat Ball State by more than, 21? Probably in.
Do you want to know what the line is?
What's the line?
Yes.
For Ball State?
Yeah.
I feel like we... 29.5?
No.
33? Hickman, you want to guess?
35.5?
32.
Huh.
I couldn't remember.
Over-under of 68.
Ugh. I don't know.
What?
Wake just lost their quarterback, right? And they're ranked
yes.
top 25?
Yes. Well, it's because people don't know exactly how long he's going to be gone.
They got VMI week one, and then week two, I believe they traveled to Vanderbilt. Mm. So, I mean, they should be 2-0 regardless of quarterback play.
Josh tweets in, Arkansas Cincy week one. Did you say that?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, sorry. One of those teams guaranteed to lose. Just how the game works, folks. Sorry, I don't make the rules.
Do you listen to the show? Not only did we mention that, we talked about it for 2 minutes.
It wasn't 2 minutes. No. I was looking up the line for the Ball State game. Sorry, I was doing some show prep over here.
During the show.
Better than some.
Tale as old as time. Alabama, 54 first-place votes. They're number one. Ohio State's two, six first-place votes. Georgia, three with three first-place votes. That's it. Those are the only three teams with a first-place selection by anyone.
So
Clemson rounds out your top.
And Texas finished right behind us. Texas is 27th.
Yeah.
In the AP poll, but the coaches poll had them 8th?
No, 13th or something, I think.
But they got a first place vote in the coaches poll, right?
Yeah, they did.
That doesn't make any sense.
Which coaches poll are we looking at?
What do you mean? Like the coaches poll. Yeah. This was last week, I think.
Yeah.
They're eight, you were gone. They're 18th. They're 18th with one first place vote.
Who gave them the first place vote? Come on. Who did that? Now, in fairness, that was before they lost Nayor and the other guy.
Yeah.
But still.
Huh.
Yeah, this article on
somebody did just to troll him.
It was probably Saban, some Alabama guy.
Why would he do that? Because he had to vote for somebody?
And they play in week two.
Yeah. So, yeah, Saban's trying to pad the old stats there.
Yeah.
That actually does make
sense.
Wonder how
much further they'd be down if in the coaches poll if that one person had put them, say, 25th instead of first. You know what I mean? They were like falling.
Yeah,
like
they might have been out. I'm not kidding.
Well, they would be out, but.
Well, you think about the weight carried with first place votes. You get like a bonus.
Yeah. Tennessee in the coaches poll was the third team left out and others receiving votes. So.
Yeah, this article says Texas brings back a lot of experience on defense. Their defense was atrocious last year. They lost 7 straight games, including a home loss to Kansas. But, as we were talking about during the break, Nate, teams can get better. Players can improve. Was last year year one of Sark? It was, right?
Correct.
Okay. The battle for starting quarterback at Texas, Quinn Ewers and Hudson Card. Okay.
Good luck with Alabama early in the season. Pitt was 16th in the coaches poll. 17th in the AP.
People like Pitt. They're rewarding him for what they did last year, but they do also bring back a lot on defense. Mm-hmm. That's going to be I don't know. I need to watch Pitt against West Virginia. That'll tell me everything I need to know. If they go out there as a 7-point favorite and just lay it on West Virginia, okay, yes. At that point, we can be nervous. But I got to see Slovis look like he's, capable out there before I get nervous.
Has West Virginia announced JT Daniels as their starter for week one?
I do not know.
I don't know who else would be.
I mean, they weren't very good last year.
I did see him do some type of video.
Yeah, it was real cringe.
Well, he was making fun of Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember what he did in it.
I mean, the Google question of who's West Virginia's starting quarterback does say it's JT Daniels. So I guess, wait a minute. So he's a Southern Cal transfer. Slovis is a Southern Cal transfer. Jackson Dart's a Southern Cal transfer. A lot of former Southern Cal quarterbacks getting the starting nod across college football this year. I wonder if that's a good thing. None of them were very good at Southern Cal. In fairness, though, Clay Helton was kind of a bum.
Yeah. Daniels went from, Southern Cal, Georgia, and then?
Yeah.
West Virginia.
And never had to sit out a year, I don't think. So good for him.
Huh. Yeah, Clemson, Notre Dame, 4-5. A&M, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Utah, 7. They're going to, of course, play Florida early.
Oh, they're 7th in this poll?
Yep. And you got Michigan, Oklahoma, Baylor round out the top 10. Oregon, Oklahoma State. NC State, 13th in both polls.
Boren Doran.
Huh.
Dave Doran.
They're supposed to be.
Former Tennessee head coach. Is Purdue ranked?
No.
Okay. Got to keep an eye on all these former Tennessee head coaches.
Notre Dame plays like 6 ranked teams in this thing.
It's good. Finally, Notre Dame will get a decent schedule.
USC, 14th. Lincoln Riley.
I don't understand that one. I mean, I think Lincoln Riley's a really good coach, but can they – and I think their offense will be pretty good. Their defense was atrocious.
Yeah.
Can they flip the switch? I mean,
I don't.
They are they the 5th best team in national championship odds right now? I think they were the favorite 2 weeks ago. Like they had the most money placed on them.
I mean, I guess they've got a path to the playoff if they can win their, because their league sucks. But
who do they play out of conference besides Notre Dame?
I just don't. Everything I've heard about USC is that their roster is just terrible.
Right, that's what I've heard. That they've got some top-end talent, but once you get into the depth chart, it's not very good.
They don't really have anybody out of conference. I mean, Rice, Fresno State, Notre Dame.
Fresno State? Interesting.
Fresno State is no team to sleep on.
But didn't they lose their coach? Didn't they lose their coach to Washington?
Yeah, I think.
Did they lose their quarterback too? I forget his name.
Haniger, something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Jake Haniger,
Hagar,
something like that.
USC does not have to play Oregon in the regular season, so that'd be a championship game if it got that far.
Huh, okay,
they are at Utah, middle of October.
So, do we believe in Utah?
And they close with Notre Dame.
Do we believe in Utah? And if so, how much?
I mean, Utah's always pretty solid. I mean, pretty good.
But they've got some big key games. I mean, they got Florida week one.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about that game? Florida hosting Utah, game one of the season.
If you remember correctly, last week that came in at number two on my top five list of week zero and week one games to watch.
I did not remember that, but I it does ring a bell now that you bring it up.
I'm pretty pumped for that one.
That has been set as a night game, correct?
Yes, I believe so.
I'm worried about Utah and that heat.
It's hot in Utah.
It's a dry heat, Hickman. They're not used to the humidity. You're dropping like flies.
I don't know anything about what Utah's bringing back from last year. They were good last year.
Well, they won the Pac-12, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they only lost by three, I think, in the bowl game to Ohio State.
I mean, it was...
That was a good game.
Shootout, 48-45.
They're only favored by 2.5.
They definitely...
Who?
Utah.
Over Florida?
Yep.
You're the 18th best team in the country. You're favored by 2.5? What is going on?
7 o'clock night game, ESPN, the Swamp. Gators will be pumped for that one.
Well, yeah, they'll be pumped, but
I mean, come on, it's Utah. They're always going to be underrated, and like USC, always going to be overrated.
Utah's eighth. Are you sure they're underrated?
Seventh.
They're not.
They're 7.5.
Not in the poll, but on the line there.
Oh, you're saying I got you because Florida's the big name, and people are going to say, "Oh yeah, Florida's going to win that one."
Not.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. A battle of, I almost said wits. But they have Whittingham, and that would have been a bad pun, and I don't know how smart Billy Napier is. But he is recruiting well. I got to give that man some credit. He's turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that just like 2 months ago? The message boards were, fire this guy.
Yeah, can't get any recruits.
He can't recruit. He's worse than Dan Mullen. Now they're up to, I think, 10th in the country, one spot ahead of Tennessee. They have 18 four-star recruits.
Wow. Pretty,
yeah, he's doing a great job. But, you know, that's off the field. That doesn't even really matter. I mean, it's Florida. I mean,
gosh, you're not kidding.
What?
18 four-star recruits?
It's a lot. It's like second most in the country behind Notre Dame.
Good Lord.
Bama moved back up to number one. They got 4 5-star guys now. We would have a couple more 5-star guys, but as soon as they commit to us, Nate, they get dropped to a 4-star.
Yeah,
and if you're a 4-star and commit, you get dropped to a 3. It's science.
Yeah, Florida's class is pretty good.
It's pretty good. It's one spot ahead of us, Nate. We got a ways to go. And they're only 0.32 points ahead of us. Not even a full point.
Well, based on the numbers, yeah, I mean, some of our 3-stars, at least the way 24/7 does it, have to be pretty close to some of their 4-stars. Because the average player ranking's not even much different. Obviously, we have the 1 5-star pulling it up, too, but... Huh. Okay.
Yeah, but we have a 5-star at quarterback.
That's what I just said.
No, I'm just saying, but we have one. They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. At quarterback.
Right.
His name's Nico.
I am aware. We'll come back.
Iamaleava.
I'm aware.
Iamaleava.
Welcome back to 3 and Out. Hour 2. AP poll came out yesterday. Michigan State, 15th. Miami, Pitt, Wisconsin, Arkansas, Kentucky rounds out your top
Congratulations
20.
To Kentucky. This is when they're going to celebrate the most this season. Their first time being ranked in the preseason poll since 1978. Hang the banner.
Do you guys have a problem with these AP polls being geared towards what you did last year as opposed to how you're trending for this year?
I understand we have to have preseason polls. I get it. I do think that any voter should take the first 2 weeks into account and forget what they put in the preseason poll. Mm. Just because you think Kentucky's good, if they lose, you know, two of their first three, you shouldn't say, well, I still think they're a good team because, like, no. Watch the games, readjust. Because you'll see a team will lose. And there's going to be a team lose to a team they have no business losing to, and they'll drop four spots. Well, no, because that's the only data point we have, so you should slide them way more. But instead, they get caught on, well, they were preseason number eight, and maybe they just had a bad week. And no, that's it. That's all we have to go on this year is what we see this year. So what you put in the preseason, it doesn't matter. Yes, you have to do it because of what they did last year. I think that's probably one of the reasons Pitt's up there. People putting Pitt in the top 15 or whatever, they lost Kenny Pickett, one of the best quarterbacks that Pitt has had, certainly in the modern era. So if they don't look – like if they lose to West Virginia, you can't say, oh, well, backyard brawl, that's just a tough one to open. No, drop them. Put them down. But they won't. They'll say, oh, this is a bad week and bad luck and this call here and that. Because then it's going to make, you know, teams that are just outside the top 25 or low in the top 25, it makes it harder for them to get up, even if they're winning games in impressive fashion. Happened to Auburn in 2004. Started just outside the top 25, went undefeated, and couldn't get into the BCS National Championship. The only reason they didn't get into the BCS National Championship game is because they started outside the top 25, and people didn't move them up fast enough, even though they won every game.
Ole Miss is 21st, then Wake Forest, Cincinnati, Houston, and BYU.
Ole Miss lost Matt Corral. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with Ole Miss this year. I wouldn't be shocked if they're just not very good. I mean, they're just kind of very middle of the pack.
And if they're good, fine. Keep moving them up. That's good. But it's just, I don't know, it's just weird. And then there's a team like Tennessee who probably should have won 9 regular season games last year, and they return their quarterback, their stud wide receiver, 4 starters on the offensive line, running back, most of their defense. I don't know. It's just, it's fine. But I don't want people to use the preseason poll against certain teams. Like, well, if they're so good, why were they outside the top 20? Because you didn't know how good they were. It's on you.
I feel like people do move them around more than they used to.
They do. It's a lot better now than it used to be. I'll agree with that.
So Tennessee's opponents are ranked number 1. Mm. Number 3. Mm-hmm. Who's next? 17?
Yep.
And then 20, Kentucky?
I thought you said they were 21.
And 21 no, Ole Miss is 21. Kentucky's 20. Kentucky's 21, the other poll. Coaches.
2 at home, 2 on the road.
Florida got a few votes, I think. Where did I see them?
Are they getting votes for this year because of their recruiting lately? what about this Florida team other than the new coach?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a new coach with less talent. I don't know. If you think they bounce back a little bit, I have no problem with
that.
What's
funnier to me is that Auburn got votes.
Florida came in at 38th.
Auburn got more votes than one more point than Florida, which just blows my mind.
That's baffling. But at least with that, I can justify it because Auburn's done that in the past where they've had a terrible year and then bounced back and been pretty good the year after.
Yeah, the others receiving votes, Tennessee with 180 points was the first team left out of the top 25. Then you had Texas, Iowa, Penn State, LSU. obviously, on the schedule. Fresno State, Minnesota, UCF, Purdue, Mississippi State, Auburn, Kansas State, Florida, North Carolina, Boise State, Appalachian State, Air Force, South Carolina, Utah State, UCLA, San Diego State, and Nebraska got one 25th vote.
Yeah.
1 point.
Some people think Nebraska's got a pretty good year ahead of them.
They've been saying that since Scott Frost arrived.
Well, he's due.
They won three games last year.
Aren't they opening the? Isn't that the best game week zero? Is like Nebraska and Northwestern and Ireland or something?
Yes. That made number one on my honorable mention list of games to watch week zero and week one.
Oh, you combined week zero and week one?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, nothing says Dublin, Ireland like Nebraska.
Yeah.
IMO.
College football is beautifully weird and just makes no sense.
You going to be tuned in for Nebraska, Northwestern, and Dublin?
Probably.
That's because you're a junkie.
I mean, why not?
Don't sound so excited about
it. Well, I mean, it's like NFL preseason. Like, you wouldn't watch it any other time, but because it's the first thing to football to watch, it's just...
I only wanted to watch JG.
Huh.
Did you watch any of that?
No.
What?
Just saw the highlight.
What? You can't support a VFL? I'm sorry. I tried. I tried really hard not to. Dang it. That man gave blood, sweat, and tears for this university, Nate. The slander is over. We ride with Garantano now.
You going to watch Vanderbilt in Hawaii at 10:30 Saturday night?
Am I going to watch
that? That's going to be August 27th football.
That's a barn burner, Nate. That's what we call a barn burner. Couple things. Number one, watch kickoff. Take a nap. Set the alarm for around when the fourth quarter would start. Check the score. If it's close, keep watching.
Lock in.
If for whatever reason
Hawaii's blown them out,
keep watching.
I'll never go to sleep.
Now, if Vanderbilt somehow comes out and looks pretty good, then you can, you know, you can 86 that and get back to bed.
I mean, I think Nebraska Northwestern might be the only game I watch week zero.
Oh, stop.
I don't.
Hickman, do you have your top five list of week zero games?
Yeah, so the week one games are pretty much all in the top five, but like the honorable mentions were the week zero games.
Yeah.
We had Wyoming and Illinois.
Hello, Brett Bielema and the Cowboys.
Vandy.
That's a big
at
one.
Hawaii.
That's a big one.
That's
conference.
On Big Ten Network, and I can't even watch it.
That's conference.
Wyoming, Illinois one.
You don't have Big Ten Network?
I do not have Big Ten Network.
What are you, poor? I had
Nebraska, Northwestern.
Yeah.
And then here's a good one for you guys to watch. Southeastern Missouri at Iowa State.
Did you hear Charlie Collier talking about Iowa State the other day?
Yeah, I think that's absurd, but three wins, really, Charlie?
He has him going 3-9.
Wins. I don't even have that game on this schedule. Is that week one or week zero?
Probably week zero.
No.
Maybe week
so.
One, then.
I think it's week one. Three wins.
Is Vandy in Hawaii? Is that even at Hawaii's main stadium, or didn't we talk
about
this?
No, because they tore it down. This is at some different field.
It's Clarence T.C. Ching Athletics Complex.
Which looks like
T.C. Ching
high school stadium.
It might actually be a high school stadium. That might be where they're playing their home games this year as they rebuild the Aloha Bowl. Don't hate.
See if I can find a capacity on this.
I swear I think it's 9,000 or 12 or something.
Yeah, 9,000.
Yeah, it's small.
I kind of like it, though. Pretty intimate venue.
Wait. I've got it. Oh, okay. Starting next year, it's going to be 15,000. So they're renovating this stadium as well after this year?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I don't know. I don't frequent Hawaii.
Right.
Maybe if they were a little closer, we'd keep up with them more, but they're pretty far away.
Yeah, their games don't start till like 11 at night.
Like that one Alabama fan said, you know, the language barrier is a big problem.
That's why Tua struggled. Morons. Brainless dullards. How did he even learn the playbook? It wasn't written in Hawaiian.
Oh, man. You just can't even make this stuff up.
No, the truth's way funnier than jokes.
Is this the main? I don't know anything about Hawaii. University of Hawaii. This is an island. This is a University of Hawaii archipelago.
No, like facility.
So this may be where they're playing from now on.
Archipelago?
Are they really rebuilding?
Is it archipelago?
Yeah, I think that's right. Group of islands.
Yep, archipelago. Nailed it.
We'll come back with more Hour 2 next.
I'm an islander.
Welcome back to Three and Out. This segment brought to you by Smarter Searches. Check them out online at smartersearches.com for all your digital marketing needs. They got you covered, and they're locally owned and operated right here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Just go to smartersearches.com for all the details. Yeah, week zero, the games kind of suck, but man, week one.
Week one's pretty loaded.
Yeah, and I like that we're on Thursday.
You like that, huh?
I wish the West Virginia Pitt game was either before or after ours, you know, so we kind of don't.
Well, it was after, and they moved it.
Well, I meant, like, both on Thursday, but.
We're not going to play that game at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Personally, that'd be better for me.
Look, set the DVR.
Okay. Good point.
Because you're going to have to break that down that night.
I'll probably just go double TVs.
You're not going to the home opener?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Why?
You going to be there?
Yeah. Okay. Are you kidding me? I can't believe you're even contemplating not going.
I might end up going. I don't know.
You ain't rooting for the Vols this year?
I'll watch them on TV.
That's not the same.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, that's better.
Not for the home opener.
Yeah, it is. Because
no.
I can break down every little detail and just completely overreact.
Against a bum opponent in Ball State.
Yeah.
We're favored by 32. What are you going to break down? The third string defensive line technique?
It's a Thursday night. You know?
You're not even going to be here the Friday after that game, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Did he tell you guys this?
No, I am traveling that day.
I know.
But I'll be here that morning.
For how long, Nate?
Probably about an hour.
Look at that.
I mean, it is a holiday weekend, Chris. I don't know what you expect.
You're going to be here for 3 hours.
I know.
So is Brett. So am I. This guy, as if he hasn't taken enough time off recently, he's skipping town.
Mm.
We wait all you guys. This whole room, except Brett. Brett's good. This whole room is unbelievable. Give me to the postseason. Give me to the postseason. Oh, we lost. Fire Tony V. That's Hickman.
I mean, here's you said there's not going to be anything to break down.
I hate August. Oh, August, it's the worst. It goes by so slow. All right, game one, Thursday. Woo, we get to do a Friday show and then have a three-day weekend.
I know.
And Nate says, nope, I'm going out of town. Guess what he's going to do? Guess what Nate's doing the opening weekend of college football?
Please tell us.
You think it's football related?
I think it's family related.
Family related, yeah.
Nailed it. Look at these guys. They know me so well.
It's baseball related. Such you don't even like baseball.
I know. I'm taking one for the kids.
Oh, yeah. You're going to a Cardinals game, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a beautiful venue. Never been, but looks great.
It's a good time up there, St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. What?
No, I thought.
But the Arch? It's
a Cardinals game, yeah. It is.
I've been to St. Louis. It's all right.
Is it better than Cleveland? You guys scared me in Cleveland talk last week.
I also gave you a person to reach out to regarding Cleveland that says it's better than it used to be. So I did my part.
Yeah.
Game one, breakdown edition. The first football Friday.
I'm pulling strings just to be here for an hour.
Pulling strings.
You know, that's
who's leading this?
Tough.
Who's leading this caravan?
That's going to make it
you.
Tough.
You are.
Nah, you just said it's not.
We're going to break down the third string.
What time's the game?
The baseball game? I don't know. It's like 7, I think.
How long does it take to get to St. Louis?
Like 7 hours, right?
But there's a time change.
Yeah, we'll gain an hour.
What if he just was on the phone in the car driving up there with us?
You want me to just call in the whole rest of the show?
That's not safe.
What are you talking about?
Bluetooth?
Yeah.
No, there'll be some fighting going on.
Oh, that's what
He's on my side.
I need to go to the bathroom.
How old do you think my kids are?
Is that a Buc-ee's? Let's stop at the Buc-ee's.
Nah, we did that going down to the beach. It was a nightmare.
And then you signed up for another one.
I think.
Idiot.
No, I'm talking about the Buc-ee's, not the car ride.
What do you mean a nightmare? How dare you say that about the Beaver?
It is redneck heaven.
It was too busy. It was too popular. You couldn't even get in the parking lot.
Says the guy going to a Cardinals game.
You couldn't even get in the parking lot.
That's not true. They have plenty of parking.
They do not. People were waiting
Nathan
in line.
Nathan Hodges, you lie like a dog.
They did not. Not the one down near the beach. No, sir.
Right down by the beach. Boy.
People were
waiting in line. Leeds, Alabama?
I don't know which one. It's the one on I-10 down there.
I don't know the interstates in Alabama.
It's not Leeds, Alabama.
That's the only, I've been to the Leeds, and then there's a new one in South Carolina. Florence, South Carolina has one now.
No, because that's on the way to Myrtle Beach.
I know. You stop there going and coming.
There's a Buc-ee's in Florence?
There is now.
Wow.
One in Crossville, too.
Yeah, that's the one I stopped at the other day.
We're about a year away from Kodak, they said, right, King?
Yep. One of my buddies is actually working on the project up there for them. I usually get
How's it going? How's the project?
Usually get an update a day, just a random Snapchat.
What are they doing? Are they digging the gas tanks? Those are some big holes.
There has been a lot of digging going on up there.
Yep, that's where they got to bury the gas.
Robertsdale, Alabama. That's the one that's on I-10.
Robertsdale?
Mm-hmm. Just east of Mobile, north of, Foley and all the Alabama, Florida beaches down there. In between Mobile and Pensacola on I-10. It was packed. People were waiting in line for a gas pump at Buc-ee's. I was like, I just feel like that kind of defeats the whole point of the Buc-ee's.
Well, maybe
that one's
not a huge one. This one in Kodak is going to be the biggest.
Did you hear?
More pumps than anyone.
Did you hear, though, that Texas got mad about that and they've already have plans for another one that's even bigger?
I hate Texas.
I don't buy it.
They're just going to say it's bigger in Texas. Well, everything's bigger in the state of Texas.
Yeah, I mean, the one in Kodak's going to have like a Cracker Barrel attached to it.
Really?
A Walmart.
There's already a Cracker Barrel on that exit.
Yeah, I know. It makes no sense, but.
I didn't think they would do that because don't they do all their own food? They're going to have a restaurant attached to it?
That's what I've heard.
Was that part of the Tennessee contract? Oh, you want to go in up there? You got to put a CB right in there. Wow.
Yeah, it seems like kind of a competing thing. I'm with you.
So, like, at the one in Leeds, they sold, like, boogie boards and tents. What do they sell? What are they going to sell? I mean, there's no, like, hiking boots?
Hiking poles?
Backpacks? Bear spray?
Sunglasses?
You think they'll have sunglasses, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, Hickman. I agree. This guy. They had a pretty good selection of smokers.
They got, like.
Did you go in?
Oh, yeah, we went in.
What'd you get?
Well, we got some Beaver Nuggets, of course. I don't know. A bunch of different stuff. Jerky.
Did you get some?
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you remember?
My wife picked them out. One flavor was not very good, actually. The other was pretty good.
What was the one?
I don't remember.
What do you do? Yeah, we got to share this news with the people. That's our job. We live life and bring news to the people so that they don't make the same mistakes we make.
I don't remember. I feel like the one that wasn't very good was just kind of like a, supposed to be kind of a normal flavor. The other one, actually had some kick to it.
The Bohemian garlic is good.
It's all about the Philly cheesesteak burrito. I mean, I can't tell you how blown away
I was. That's not even a thing. It's a brisket burrito.
No, it was a Philly. It said it was called a Texas Philly cheesesteak burrito at the one in Crossville.
A Texas Philly cheesesteak.
Do you see how
burrito?
Do you see how ridiculous they are? These Texas people.
So we go Texas.
This is a Texas double cheeseburger
to Philly.
With
back down to
with
Mexico.
Texas fries.
Golly.
It was incredible.
Like, in Texas, they take Mexican food, and they're like, no, this isn't Mexican food. It's Tex-Mex. Yeah. Like, they're such cowards. They just steal everything from everybody, including their freedom from the state of Tennessee. Our boys go down there and bleed in the dirt, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we're the real UT. They hate Texas. I can't stand them.
Now they got Manning.
And my name's freaking Houston. Who did this?
Good point.
Who made this call? Although Sam Houston, in fairness, was a Tennessean, so.
Tennessee legend.
My wife's related to him.
Wasn't he the first?
Are we blood? Pound it.
First governor, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Don't go that deep into the history.
Well, speaking of Phillies, new phone line sponsor getting cranked up.
Yeah.
Football season.
Take that, Buc-ee's. You can keep your Texas Philly. We're going to ride with Big Orange Phillies.
The Big Orange Phillies phone lines from now until whenever, forever. I don't know. Big Orange Phillies in Halls. It's a great spot for a quick lunch, burgers, beer, beers with friends after work. 6625 Manorville Pike in Halls, Crest. I know you like those addresses, so you don't get
big
lost.
Address guy.
Yeah.
Can you say it one more time, please?
6625 Manorville Pike in Halls. It's Big Orange Phillies. Just put that in your GPS and smoke it.
Put that in your nice, yeah. Nice pullback there. Unfortunately, no relation to Fly.
Yeah,
Big Orange. But I will think of him every time I say Big Orange Phillies. He is Big Orange Philly. Who are we kidding?
You can check out the full menu at BigOrangePhillies.com. So,
can you, though?
What? BigOrangePhillies.com?
I can't find the menu.
Really?
I can't pull
either. Pool, darts, karaoke,
I mean,
live music
I see
on
the tabs that say menu, but I can't click them. Oh. So I got to find it differently.
Maybe
but I did look at the menu.
Maybe it's getting updated. Or
Grubhub.
Something.
Oh.
I think.
Cut the check, Grubhub.
That's where you find the menu.
Nate, how do you feel about buffalo chicken dip?
Mm. Are you going to make me hungry right now by reading all this
stuff? Yeah. There? They got tater tots.
Okay.
And fries. Always smart to have both.
Yeah, yeah.
They also have fried okra. Big fried okra guy.
I love fried okra.
Love a good fried okra. You can't beat it. Mamaw's chicken and dumplings. Mamaw's slaw dog, only served on special occasions, though, so you may have to order ahead for that one.
The Big Orange Phillies phone lines.
Big Orange Phillies phone lines?
No joke, the Philly cheesesteak is the best regionalized food item there ever will be.
Like, Are you saying that the Philly cheesesteak as a food is the best food for a region or, like,
city or state or whatever?
Okay, let's walk through it. Because Texas is known for barbecue.
Overrated. I'm not the biggest barbecue fan there is, so.
But I think he's saying it has to be in the name, so it'd have to be like Texas toast.
Well, they do like Memphis style, Memphis style barbecue.
Like, is Texas toast better than a Philly cheesesteak? Hickman would say no.
I think I would take a Philly cheesesteak over a piece of toast.
I was just giving you an example.
Like New York pizza,
it has to be like a specific.
Well, it's Brooklyn style pizza, right? Brooklyn style.
Yeah.
The big slices, the flop, all that. Hickman, you got a choice right now. Brooklyn style pizza forever or a Philly cheesesteak?
I'm honestly probably going Philly cheesesteak.
A lot of people would say pizza because it's versatile.
I still don't even know if that's in the name, though, right? Like a Chicago deep dish?
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. Chicago style deep dish pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What does Tennessee have? Oh, we got Nashville hot chicken.
There you go.
Huh?
Nashville hot chicken.
How do you feel about Nashville hot chicken?
Not as good as the Philly cheesesteak.
Love that chicken. Tyler chicken. George? Gotta get some chicken.
I don't eat a lot of chicken anyways.
What?
Not a fan. I'm more of a...
You don't like chicken?
I'm more of a red meat guy.
Bet you are, Panama Red. I've seen you eat fried rice with chicken in it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's not a common occurrence.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
You got Buffalo wings after the city of Buffalo.
Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, it's Buffalo sauce. Buffalo wings. Do you know those were made kind of by accident? Buffalo wings and the Cobb salad. Just was stuff people had lying around.
I wasn't smart enough to come up with that on my own. Shout out to Jacob on Twitter.
What, Buffalo
Can't
wings?
Can't take credit for a pull that good.
What about a California roll?
Ooh.
I was kidding.
First I love of all, a good California
first
roll,
of all, California roll would be good if you could ever find one with real crab.
New York strip steak.
Oh, gosh.
I wonder why they call it a New York strip. I mean, the cows are everywhere.
There's chicken everywhere, too.
I mean, well, I know, but the hot chicken is like a cut of meat. Oh, yeah, we did this in New York first. Yeah. Like, okay, whatever. Like, no one else had cut that specific part of the cow up and made it a steak. I'm surprised Texas didn't do that. Oh, this is a Texas T-bone. So it's just a T-bone? No, we made it up because it had a T in it.
I feel like that is a thing somewhere. Somebody
what, a Texas T-bone?
Texas
Maybe like
Roadhouse.
A menu item, but yeah. No. See, they would call it the Texas Roadhouse. At least that Logan guy just named it after himself and not a state. Ridiculous. I got to think. Like, what is... Like Louisiana, got a lot of good food, but nothing that's like, oh yeah. I mean, do they call it Louisiana gumbo? Just gumbo.
Yeah, not really.
I will say South Carolina, pretty good for shrimp and grits, but they didn't really take it, you know, make it their own.
Mm-mm.
Skyline Chili, Cincinnati's finest. Hickman, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
No.
Do you know the special ingredient to Skyline Chili?
Spaghetti noodles?
No, the chili, just the chili itself.
Oh, no.
Cinnamon.
What about Rocky Mountain oysters?
First of all, it's a very big region. Secondly, I would take a Philly cheesesteak over Rocky Mountain oysters 10 times out of 10. Let's see. What is it?
It is in the name.
What's
built
like
in the name?
What's like, that. Like a isn't a Denver omelet a thing? Is that the one with like ham and peppers, cheese, Denver style omelet? Is Benedict a place or a person? Like Eggs Benedict.
One of Stripes wants to know about a Philly cheesesteak on Texas toast.
Blasphemy! Actually, that probably be pretty
Denver
good.
Omelet, green peppers. Ham, onions, cheddar cheese.
Freaking nailed that. I don't even think I've had a Denver omelet. What was I watching the other day? Someone said two Denver omelets coming up. I don't know. Philly cheesesteak's probably up there. Hickman might be right. I mean, buffalo wings are good, but a Philly cheesesteak can be pretty versatile, too. You ever been to Philly and had one?
I have been to Philly. I was younger, but I have had a Philly cheesesteak in Philly.
From where do you remember?
I don't even remember. I was tiny.
Then it doesn't count.
I'm going to go with Buffalo Wings.
Okay.